January 17th, 2017, in another universe. Live from Washington, D.C., I'm Poetic Desires. President-elect Clinton continues to urge the Senate to accelerate the pace of cabinet confirmation hearings. Her Secretary of State nominee, current Vice President Joe Biden, is set to appear on Thursday, the day before Mrs. Clinton's inauguration. The new president's national security team has had their sessions, but Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been slow to schedule any other hearings, citing the need to complete all background checks and financial disclosures. If confirmed, Mrs. Clinton's cabinet will be the first to have an equal number of men and women, and it will have the most non-white secretaries in U.S. history. Meanwhile, in stark contrast, the Senate, also on Thursday, will vote to confirm Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. President Obama's pick, who was initially put forward in March of 2016, has waited the longest of any other Supreme Court nominee, besting the older record by more than double. Rumors of Mrs. Clinton's possible naming of soon-to-be former President Obama to the position is believed to have spurred the chamber into action, an allegation the majority leader continues to evade. While Mrs. Clinton's cabinet takes shape, her advisors have taken to newsprint and social media to begin laying out her initial legislative goals for her first 100 days. Today, Huma Abedin, Mrs. Clinton's chief of staff, gave an exclusive interview to Al Jazeera America to announce the administration's proposals for a new national volunteer corps and plans to push legislation for universal national daycare and pre-K. Mrs. Abedin insisted the efforts would enrich communities by solving much-needed maintenance efforts, creating jobs, and relieving some of the burdens of working families. However, the interview and its topics have already sparked controversy among right-wing media. Allegations in popular white nationalist and conservative Christian websites are fomenting conspiracy theories that Mrs. Clinton is attempting to push secular values on religious communities and wants to establish a culture wars army, all of which the president-elect denies. In other news, Mrs. Clinton's former opponent is wading through yet more legal trouble. Former Republican nominee Donald Trump now faces lawsuits from over 20 women alleging he sexually assaulted them. Notable accusers include former contestants of his reality shows and beauty pageants. The erstwhile billionaire has denied every charge but continues to vacation with his wife and youngest son in Argentina, notably a country with strained diplomatic ties with the United States. This is NPR News. If only.